Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, you're listening to Film Talks On Air. I'm your host, Jane Ross. I am absolutely delighted today to be talking with Sophie Handsome, who was part of the outrageously award-winning team 50 Hours Later at the recent WBS Wairarapa 50-hour film project. But I'm going to start with asking you, Sophie, to tell me about how you became interested in film.
Awesome. Oh, kia ora. I became interested in film from a young age. I've always been making videos. I began writing when I was really young and always been wanting to tell stories. So as I grew older, I think I just naturally picked up a camera and throughout high school made a few videos through like English. And then in media studies in year 13, I had a free slot. So I decided to take that subject for the first time ever, and that was kind of, I think, where it really became a passion of mine. And I entered the Briefs Film Festival in Nelson, where I'm from, and I won a little X Factor award for one of the most original ideas for my film that I'd made as part of my course.
Oh, how fabulous. So yeah,
I think that kind of fast-tracked me onto wanting to make more.
Well, that would, but just tell me a little bit more about this original idea that you had.
Oh, wow. It was a very funny little idea. It was the idea that the Tooth Fairy was held hostage by a child who wanted money. And so the kid had kind of worked out that the Tooth Fairy has all this money to give. And you find out later in the film why they are needing that money, and it's basically to try and help their family in an unfortunate financial situation that they're in. And they figure out that the best way to do that is to try and hold up the Tooth Fairy because it's the most accessible to them at the time.
Amazing. I love that turn of the story of the Tooth Fairy.
Thank you.
So and you then, went, yeah. Oh, sorry, I was going to say that after Nelson, what happened next?
So after Nelson, I decided to head to university, and I began studying psychology and political science, actually, at Victoria University. And then after a while, I, really felt like I needed to go back to doing something creative. So I picked up theatre, and I picked up film again. And I continued both of those through to the end of my degree. So I graduated with a major in film and a Bachelor of Arts with majors in film and psychology and a minor in theatre. And through the courses at Vic, I began doing production courses. And that's kind of where I really fell into my thing of doing production. I fell in love with cinematography, sound, directing, kind of all of it. And then I began my Master of Fine Arts at the beginning of last year in film as a creative practice. And I have just completed that at the beginning of this year, where I was lucky enough to have one of my ideas chosen as one of the 8 films that the class collectively made as like kind of our thesis projects. And yeah, I'm trying to get that film through festivals at the moment.
Oh, look, congratulations. It sounds like you've worked really hard.
Thank you. It was definitely challenging to do the masters, but it was definitely rewarding. I learned so much from the process.
Fabulous. Now, I remember a couple of years ago that you were part of the crew that jumped on a bus and braved coming over the hill to the Wairarapa Film Festival. And wasn't that a cool night?
It was. It was an extremely cool night. I think I remember the film we came and saw was Come Morning.
Yes.
From Derek Sims. And that was one of the experiences throughout my degree that was like, wow, like people are really, people are able to do this in New Zealand in the Wairarapa and make these amazing, like exciting films. And then going with all my classmates and stuff, it was such a cool experience.
I was really, really happy to do that and to welcome the students from Victoria Massey over to the festival. I used to be a teacher, and I also have a master's in film, and it had always been really important to me to have an educational component as part of the film festival. And we've had Chris Woodup from day one coming down for the last 5 years to go into local secondary schools in the Wairarapa and teach filmmaking. And so it was always kind of this dream of mine to lead that into a dedicated Wairarapa-centric filmmaking competition, hence launching the Wairarapa 50-hour film project this year. And you were part of the winning team. So tell me first, like, how did you hear about the project?
Well, I heard about the project through my previous lecturer, Lala Rolls, and she sent us an email kind of about the Wairarapa Film Festival, which I was obviously familiar with. But then at the bottom of the email was a link to the website for the Wairarapa 50-hour film project. And a couple of years ago, myself and a couple of my friends entered the New Zealand International Youth Silent Film Festival, which we were lucky enough to win and got our film to go to screen in Portland at the International Youth Silent Film Festival. So that was an amazing experience. And ever since then, I've been kind of, you know, looking out for any competition that could be the same caliber or kind of project that just kind of gets all of us together. So as soon as I saw it, I called up all of the cohort. I messaged people and was like, hey, like, who wants to do this? This is such a cool idea and such a cool project, especially being familiar with the 48-hour film festival. I've only completed that personally once a few years ago, so I was really wanting to, you know, try and have another crack, kind of.
Brilliant. And I'm so glad that you did. What was the experience of those 50 hours like for you?
It was a lot of stress, but it was very, very fun. There was, because we've all graduated, most of us were working throughout the Saturday and the Sunday. So it basically turned into like a 25-hour film festival for us. Wow. Which, you know, added to the stress, but it was so cool. It was a great way to, you know, just have to make something. You don't have to think about it for too long. You just have to, you know, kind of improv and say yes and what can we do this? And yeah, I've never been so proud of something that I've made in such a little time.
Amazing. And you took on the role of producer. So tell me about what you specifically did.
Specifically, so I helped organize the crew, like I said at the beginning, helped to figure out where we were going to film. So we kind of knew beforehand that we needed a location that we would be able to use throughout the weekend. And luckily, our director of photography, Matosh Mindran, his family is connected to the Polish Association of New Zealand. So we had access to the Polish Association Hall. And then, so we went for a scout there just to check it out. So I helped to organize that, organized food for the weekend. So, because I did a bit of research, and one of the main points that people say for a competition like this is to make sure that everyone's happy and well fed. Mm-hmm. So got some food ready for everyone, made sure that we had some dinner ordered for the night. And then kind of on the actual shoot, I was the first assistant director. So I was helping to schedule the shot list, which we'd made basically like 30 minutes before we started to shoot, making sure we got through all the shots on time, making sure that everyone was happy on set and that we were getting the food and being fed, and then facilitating all of the handovers once we got to the edit. So making sure that the drives were handed over and that the edit was completed at a time so we could hand it over to our sound designer, and then making sure that everyone came together at the end for our hand in, and that the film had all the credits right and got assembled basically on time.
That sounds amazing. And of course, yeah, we were watching as the films were coming in at our end as well. You know, you had that deadline, you know, the clock started ticking at 6 o'clock on Friday. And then everyone had to have that film submitted by 8 o'clock on Sunday. So we were watching all the uploads happening. And it was a nerve-wracking thing for us too. But we were just so enormously proud because, you know, 18 teams registered and showed such commitment that all 18 submitted a film, which is really unheard of. You know, there are, you know, life happens and gets in the way during 50 hours of somebody's life. And to see that every single team was able to do that was really heartwarming for us. And it showed that the formula does work. And so we were really proud and really excited as well. So how did you feel on the night, coming to the awards night, once you'd heard that you were in the top seven, and the judges had created their list of top seven films from the 18 and we were going to screen those films? How did that night feel for you?
We were like brimming with anticipation. I think I even emailed you about, you know, the top seven coming out because we were so like, you know, excited to see who we're going to be in. And then we, on the night, we wanted to dress up. So because we were like, well, we may as well make a night out of it. So we got onto our best garb and headed over. And coming in and seeing the red carpet and the goodie bags and all the like entertainment and drinks that you guys have put on, that was amazing. And it just made us feel so special. It was like, oh, cool. Like, it's so nice to be recognized for all the hard work that we've been put in. And then heading into the seeing the actual films, we were blown away. Like, it was it was especially cool because we knew a couple of the other entrants who had, you know, entered into the competition. Like, showing up on the first original night where we got our genre and we got our props and stuff at the beginning of the competition, that was cool to recognize people from around, you know, Wellington and the Wider Upper. And then coming back and seeing people that we knew and meeting others that we didn't, that was even more special. And then the actual color of the films was crazy. We were really like kind of biting our nails in our seats, like, oh, could this one, oh, could this one? Mm. And then when we finally heard, it was amazing. It was so, you know, cool to be seen. And I think I've said before, but having the chance to work as a cohort without having the high pressure stakes of our masters was so much fun.
Yes, yes. And I think that's really what one of our big objectives was for this project. We just so wanted everyone to have fun with what they were doing. Mm-hmm. And that really came through for us as well when we watched the films, but also when we saw what people have made on the big screen. And also there was this wonderful spirit in the room of camaraderie where people were really engaging with other people's films and, you know, giving feedback like, no, don't go in the lake. And, you know, when and just giving lots of encouragement and feedback as they were watching the films was actually really cool, really, really cool. I felt like everyone was there to support each other.
Definitely. And I think that's one of the best parts of it is just like the collaboration and support that you have from your fellow filmmakers. Like, it wouldn't be the same without that.
Absolutely. Look, it's been an absolute delight to catch up with you today, Sophie. I'm really proud of you. I'm really proud of your team 50 hours later for speed dating. It was a really inventive, creative, film full of intrigue that had everyone on their seats wondering what was going to happen. And Mark Ordesky said that it was the film that had the most filmic, cinematic use of different film techniques done in the best way. That was really what nailed it for him when we were having our debrief. So, it's nice for me to pass that on to you as well. So congratulations.
Thank you. That's awesome to hear. Like you just said, we were trying to have fun at the time, so it wasn't even the kind of stuff that we were thinking about too hard. It was just we wanted to have our fun and enjoyment be shown and kind of on screen, so that the fact that it was able to, you know, achieve that level was just a bonus.
Brilliant. All right. Well, thank you very much for joining me, and I look forward to seeing what you do next.
Thank you.